Hello, everybody. Welcome to SitSock. I don't have a regular cold open from the episode for you right now, but I just wanted to ask you to please comment on the episode, either on the website or on Facebook or anywhere else, and let us know if you enjoy the band name game as much as we do, because we freaking love it. But if you don't, you gotta let us know, because we'll never stop doing it otherwise. So, just as a public service, let us know if you enjoy the band name game, because you're about to have another 25 minutes of it. Thank you, and enjoy.
Spot on.
Bienvenidos.
You know, like, in the old, in the 50s, when it was like the boom, 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 like, and
Mr.
you
could hit
after?
Yeah,
what our claps sound like on my mic. It's like, clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, yeah, I heard that too.
Mr. Clapman, you're on SitSock. My name is Kyle, and we're about to rock.
Don't try to sing along, by the way. That just never sound. That one time we did it, it was so bad. It was like, wow. Cacophonic is not even close to describing it. It's bad.
Jesus.
I was on a Zoom call, and someone was like, we should have a sing along. It's like, you watch videos, you don't know what that is. You don't know what you're saying. Stop, please. Stop.
Let's not.
But today, speaking of music.
Introduce yourselves, you fucks.
I'm Kendrick.
Oh, fucking
tonight, not sponsored, but powered by Glen Morangy, a 12-year Scotch.
Well, damn.
I'm Joe, and I'm just here.
And I'm Kevin.
I can't believe you're hanging out with 12-year-olds.
I'm a guest.
You're a guest? I mean, for like the last year and a half. Does that make you not a... That's
who
like
are you
Gus
talking
Squatter's
to?
Rights on this podcast now.
Yeah.
What is it? There's some of those shows that have like a perpetual guest that's the same guy, and what if it was just like a contract negotiation thing?
Hannibal Buress?
Guest starring.
But you're right, Joe. Today is a musical filled day with literally no music at all. We're doing the band name game.
Band names!
I would love to find some people talented enough to play a track. Like Wayne Brady or one of those kinds of guys, you know, who could just like. So whatever dumb band name we come up with, and then sing us a song by them, and then they just fucking do it.
And just make a song up on the spot? Yeah, man, I wish
we could
have
all go to an improv
talented.
Class and learn how to do that.
Yeah, one improv class, and then we'll be totally insufferable. It'll be great.
We have to each pick up an instrument.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that how education works? Isn't that what we talk
yes,
about?
Yes, All right. Kyle, I'm assuming you've got the list?
I do.
I'm going to play the drums.
And pointing at the microphone.
Do you like to play the drums?
Kevin, I feel like you're living in a different time stream than us right now.
Do they call you Dr. Worm?
You're not a real doctor, but you are a real worm, right?
Yeah, that's precisely it.
Okay,
Dr.
So
Tran.
The
Sorry.
Band name we have is Bitch Slap the Conductor.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, go for
no,
it.
No, Kendrick, go ahead.
Do you remember that the Trap Kids or whatever EDM kids they were dancing to the Thomas the Tank Engine theme?
Yes.
It's that, but it's a whole band, or rather DJ, built around that, but also way more dubstep.
I love it.
I mean, that is the perfect dubstep band.
So we're actually not thinking that's beautiful. Okay, so the thought that came to my mind is a cacophony of terror. So it's a symphonic band, so it's like a full symphony, so there's a conductor, right? Now,
go on.
It's set up backwards, so the actual band is actually just in front of the audience, facing away, and the conductor is up against the wall behind like a chain link fence. And he's conducting music, and the audience is a bunch of rowdy lunatics, and they are given, like, Rotten Tomatoes and bottles and shit, and they whip it at the conductor through the entirety of the song, and he has to finish the rest of the symphony while dodging all the shit that's being thrown at him.
It sounds less like a band and more like a reality.
It's like an interactive experience.
Art. Like a reverse Gallagher.
Yeah.
Reverse
Gallagher. Reverse Gallagher sounds like a band name and a sex position.
First to one, then to other.
I don't know what the reverse Gallagher. Yeah, I don't want to think about it anymore.
Okay, Bitch Slap the Conductor for me is, it's like a group of like rebel rogue like symphony members that have decided that they don't want to be conducted anymore. They want to be playing their own music, and they got together to play music together. So it's like six rebel, like if someone's playing the cello, and there's like an oboe, because oboe is a cool word to say. And one of them's got like a big French bass horn or something. I don't fucking know. Yeah, French horn. But there's enough like, of them
who
that
has
they've
a French horn in a band.
Created their own band that they go and they like at the beginning of like every show that they play, there's like a guy that's starting to conduct them for music, and then they push him off the stage and they just start playing.
I see. What I'm feeling is maybe going back to that dubstep feeling, maybe mostly electronic music though. But it's using nothing but train music, or like train sounds, like steam Whoa. Engine sounds, like some dude with a big old like pipe wrench hitting the side of the boiler for like the beat, and steam.
Like
sounds.
One dude shoveling coal
nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, the coal shoveling, but it's all remixed into electronic music.
There we go.
Okay. That's it.
One down. This one I think might have been a typo, but we're going to go with it anyway. So feel free to finish the last word if you want to. This is called Trash Grass Bee. And the bee is not like a bee, like a... Well, it could be a bee. I'm not going to tell you how it's spelled, actually.
I'm a bee, I'm a bee.
Trash Grass Bee.
Trash Grass Bee.
All right, I got one. I got one. It's like a... It's a spoken word like artist, right? And so he does like the like Def Jam drums, like ba 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 ba, and every one of his like what are they called? Not movements. That's not right. Whatever you do when you're a spoken word artist, because it's not really a song. Every one of his performances
pieces.
There we go. Is just talking about what trash grass is, and they're all different, and it's always politically oriented towards the most hottest topic that's happening on Twitter.
Okay.
Even if it's not relevant, like, a week later. And that's why he doesn't produce any CDs or anything. It's just, like, live shows.
Okay. I've got one. It's simple. And it's falling back to one of the ones that keeps recurring in my brain. It's a bluegrass band. But all of their instruments are, common metal objects fashioned from recycled materials.
Okay.
Yeah. Trash Grass B. They're all dressed up as like really dirty, nasty hicks.
And how was it actually spelled? You said B.
I didn't say specifically.
They just B trash. They just B trash grass. Trash Grass B.
We be trash grass.
Trash Grass we be.
I got one. If you're still thinking, Kendrick.
Go
one.
For it.
Okay, I'm thinking. Like a bunch of dudes, it's hip hop, okay. And it's a bunch of dudes that go out into a junkyard, and they start like hitting on stuff, kind of like Joe's, but they're like out there in a junkyard hitting cars and stuff. But they make a beat out of it, then they start rapping about their surroundings. So they talk about like this old 50s car, but they make a rap out of it, and it's like Trash Grass beat, but they just shorten it to B.
I like that one.
There weren't enough characters in the online submission form for the band.
Exactly. That's perfect.
I fucking love it.
Okay, this is going to be weird. You ready?
Go!
Okay, so you guys familiar with how bees communicate by dancing?
No, but I am now.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
So there was these guys who used to smoke way too much shitty marijuana.
Grass.
One might call it trash grass. And they got really high, and they would watch children's television shows. And the one that stuck with them was one called The Wiggles. And I have to admit, I'm not actually that familiar with it. I just know there's a band called The Wiggles.
There is.
And because they were channel surfing, they also saw a documentary about how bees dance to communicate. But they were all at that level of high where these things didn't really stay differentiated in their brains. So they decided to make a band that's bee-themed that covers the Wiggles, but they're still high from the original, like, the inception of the idea, because they've got bags and bags of this trash grass because it was so cheap. So they've been just consistently stoned the entire time, attempting to make their way through these Wiggles cover songs.
I love it.
Yeah. Yep.
Twist ending, they're all in an insane asylum, and they're not actually...
That would probably be where they'd end up. Or rehab, at least.
Smoke that weed where the seeds are in it, and it will explode
rehab
in your face.
Rehab from the trash grass exposure.
Yeah.
Too much trash grass.
All right, the next one is called Phantom Cannon. And for some reason, the C on cannon is lowercase. I feel like it pointing these things out can help. But
it certainly provides context. That may or may not be helpful, but it's nice to have context.
Phantom Cannon.
Phantom Cannon is a band that's made up entirely of people using, like, air cannons to shoot sound. It's kind of like... You know how you can play music where you, like... Yeah, where you, like, put different types of water and different levels of water in the wine glasses, and you can, like, play songs and stuff. It's like that, but with air cannon sound. So it's like...
Blue Man Group does that with different lengths of PVC. And they
I was going to say cannons.
Yeah.
So you could do the same thing, but by sending the air down the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. That actually it's like that. It's just, like, it's kind of like that kind of, like, just sound music that you have to, like, kind of either... try to figure out what it is or just let it happen to you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what it is, you know, in, like, the overtures of old times, like Beethoven's Ninth or something,
where it ends literally with a cannon.
Cannons firing off.
Yeah.
But it's all, they remix it with electronic music instead. So it's not a symphony, it's electronic remix, but there's still the same cannons going off at the back end. Phantom cannon.
Yes.
Electronic remixes of overtures.
Cool.
I dig it. I'd listen to it.
Yeah. Who's left?
Just me, just you and me, man. Kendrick, okay, why don't you take it?
Okay. A cappella group that sings a cappella versions of those same historic pieces that would normally have cannons or large, remarkable drum effects, but... in an effort to be postmodern and very bougie about the whole thing, they don't. They simply omit them completely and don't acknowledge the lack of it at all. Thus, the Phantom Cannons.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Fucking,
that's trippy.
They're fucking hipsters.
They're fucking terrible.
So, okay. So the Phantom Cannons are a pirate shanty band. They sing songs specifically about Davy Jones. They always have this massive set piece that is like a ghost ship. And they also, and I was thinking, Kevin and I were on the same wavelength with that, inspired by those Beethoven overtures, they also end all of their songs by, like, letting loose all of the cannons from the side of the ship and doing a broadside in the crowd. But the broadside is not cannon fire, but like
confetti.
Just cannon. Like smoke and confetti. Yeah, yeah. Confetti
chicken nuggets.
Such.
Like
or chicken nuggets.
Yes. Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Or like all t-shirt cannons.
Yeah.
Filled just, like, with boom! Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. But with their t-shirt behind it. So it's like stained with chicken nugget grease.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's the, you know, it's the shirt. T-shirt, but it's been, they just put the nuggets in the shirt and then rolled it up, and then they fire that out of the can.
All right, I think we might have time for two more.
At least, hell yeah. At least one more for sure.
Yeah,
probably
definitely.
Two. Maybe
all right, the next one, is that how many are left?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just I'm getting work texts. I'm trying not to read, so I keep getting my eyes pulled away because the screen turns on.
All right, the next band is called Dick Stabbing for the Royal Army.
I believe that the name stands and doesn't need description.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the way it is with all of the names, right?
No, I'm kidding. That's a wild one, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can go really basic, or you can go really out there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking, like, Eclectic Method style, where, like, It's not actually dick stabbings, but, like, it's like using machine learning to replicate the sound that would be made by different cultures and people that are getting dick stabbed, and like it uses those sounds to like come up with these kind of cool variations of like,
is that like the Baron Munchausen organ?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Joe, I'll go.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Kyle, you were done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the lead singer's name is Dick Stabbin.
Yeah, see, and that's the royal, right, with it too.
Okay. And the Royal Army is his band, and it's like 15 people, and they're all dressed in like early, like 1700 regimental British military style, and they do like very, like drum battles, like they do in, what are those, like the school battles in those movies?
Marching
band. Yeah, so it's basically like a way more advanced version.
Drumline.
Yes, thank you. That's the movie that I was thinking about. Yeah, so it's like that. But the their leader's name is Dick Stabbins.
It's actually Richard Stabbins, but he likes going by Dick Stabbins.
See, guys, you're getting real close to my thing.
Yeah,
so I'll just
bet
say
you,
it now.
You go ahead.
So this is the this is an unfortunate translation error. Because it kind of bounced around a couple of different places, because it was originally a German band of Richard Stubens of their Royal Army, and he was kind of like the Royal Army Choir, where like it's this, the peak of what would normally be soldiers doing whatever, but he happens to be really good as a vocalist and is really honed his craft. But because he only speaks German, he relies on other people to translate for him. And so now he's doing a tour of America at very much the wrong events, because somebody completely misunderstood what exactly he's all about.
Okay.
He's very cross. But now he's stranded and broke, so...
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Well, so now, he's still singing his operas.
We're gonna
is that like dive bars and shit?
That sucks.
All right, we have time for one more.
Wait, I didn't do
the
mine
next,
yet.
Wait.
Please, let me finish. You just kind of slid off into the background there.
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's going to get way out there, so just brace yourself.
I always don't.
So, an unnamed person, shall we say, he's actually a serial killer. He has something against people named Richard, okay? But he also is British, so he likes to dress as the Royal Army. So, like, the guys that stand at the gate and don't smile. So he does, he does horror music, electronic horror music, like, that you'd hear in movies and stuff. But he's also a serial killer on the side, so... But he only kills people named Richard.
Psycho killer.
He's side gig.
Yeah, it's his side gig, but he's also very successful in horror movies. But they don't realize that he's also the person killing all the Richards.
He's like a Dexter, if Dexter was whatever character you just described.
Yeah, but
does
his name is only known to him.
Mm. Yes.
No one knows. He's still undercover.
Does he have to wake up one morning with the realization that his behavior is dickish and would make him a dick?
It could be, but he's
no
still not
real
been caught.
No real sociopath would ever
realize
that.
He's still out
there.
He's still stabbing dicks.
Fuck. Kyle, you make an excellent point.
Anyways,
all right,
that's it.
I like the serial killer angle.
It's a good angle.
Mm-hmm.
More
that's
makes
a new
it more
one.
Like a movie than a mm-hmm. band, but I'd watch that movie band.
Oh yeah, it's like Spinal Tap.
This is Dick Stabbin for the Royal Army. The last one we have today is Greek Epic of Bullshit. I feel like we've done this before. But I know we haven't.
It's so familiar.
It does, doesn't it? I'm not crazy.
Maybe we just talked about it recently.
No, I did list off a bunch of them at one point.
Okay.
I was just scrolling through randomly and naming them. Like one of them was pancakes or something. But anyway, Greek Epic of Bullshit.
It was just me trying to be a troll for like 4 months ago and putting one that we already did back on here just to see if we recognized it. And I didn't recognize it.
Greek
just forgot.
I played myself.
Okay. I think I've got one. Greek Epic of Bullshit is a historical venue that hosts rap battles, but they are done in the form of proper Greek orators. So it's to or orators, orator. I don't know. The people who talk. Wrong. Okay, whatever it is. And it's in like that classic also Shakespearean style. So they have like a chorus behind them. So two men face off and they battle in Greek, in like Greek prose, and they have a chorus backing them up on each side.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Greek epic of bullshit.
I have one if you guys aren't ready.
Kendrick, how is it pronounced?
I got one too, but I actually let me go because I might forget mine.
Just, you're wrong.
I have one that's like butting on my head, and I might forget it if I don't say it, Kevin.
Have it.
All right. So, Greek epic of bullshit actually doesn't have anything to do with like Greek stuff at all. It's just talking about the length of the songs, right? And so, Greek epic of bullshit is like what's that guy's name? The guy who raps like really fast and he like takes people's like, raps. No, he's another white rapper though.
Watsky?
No, it's not fucking Watsky.
Lil Dicky?
No.
Is it Watsky?
One of them? Is it Watsky?
Is it
Jackal.
Macklemore.
Is it the Jackalmore? Jackalmore.
Macklemore.
Jackalmore. No, I'll figure it out later. I don't remember.
Eminem.
But Bruno basically Mars? it's like that. It's like that guy who does like the rapping stuff really fast, but it's only the tweets of that day that have used FML in those tweets. So he's just like rapping through all these tweets. That's why it's a Greek epic. And it's all bullshit because nobody who uses Fuck My Life in FML is actually talking about anything substantial. But the songs always last for like an hour and a half because he's like constantly trying to get to him until he gets tired and just stops.
Oh my god.
I like it.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. It'll be fast.
Mac Lethal. Mac Lethal's the guy's name I'm thinking of. I'm sorry.
Macklemore?
Macklethalmore.
Watsky.
So Watsky.
These three, rebel high school kids just got their first instruments, right?
I thought you were going to say we're transported back in time, and I was about to be so sorry.
They did get their first instruments, and they might have been transported back into time, but they still... They went and ate at Tzatziki's, and they're like, "This is the best food we've ever had. What are we going to do with this?"
I'm concerned that you think Tzatziki's is the best Mediterranean food now.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's part of the story.
He's weaving a tale.
And they're like, "We gotta write about this food. It's so good." And so it's a really terrible high school punk band about how amazing Greek food is. But it's based off of tzatziki.
Yes.
It's based off of tzatziki, so I mean it's probably wrong.
Greek food is more specific than Mediterranean is more generic. Greek is more specific.
It's like saying Oriental cuisine versus Chinese food.
That's why it's so bad.
Yeah. Mm. Or like Asian versus Chinese.
I mean their music. That's why they're
I keep getting this confused.
Right.
Well, no, it's just sorry, Kevin. Is that it? Or
yeah, no, that's it. That's it. That's
Oriental versus Asian has been a confusing thing because Oriental is supposed to refer to people, but it gets weird and they don't like using it anymore. So Asians use.
So are you trying to say that all Asian food has people in it? That's why we can't call it Oriental food.
Yeah, that's the weird part. I just want to take the hard line of being British that India counts as Asia. Fight me. so anyway, all right, epic Greek. Sorry, Greek epics of bullshit. What was it again exactly?
Greek epic of bullshit. You have this list.
I know. I don't open it because otherwise I cheat and I just read it. And I don't want to do that. And I'm trying to stay fresh, stay frosty, bro. Greek epic of bullshit. I think really what this is a solo album and the name of the band that it was released by a SoundCloud rapper or SoundCloud musician with no real following. But it's literally just a Tolkien-esque or Greek epic-esque description of the time that they were traveling in Europe and got stuck in Greece without a passport and no money. So it's just describing a weekend of them having to, like, deal with that. So it's like extremely mundane, and it's really specific, but there's a niche group of hipsters that fucking love it.
First, we were trapped in a motel.
It's like a weird first world problem thing. We're like,
yeah. And it's said like motel clearly didn't have the correct plugins for our cell phones.
Kind of sounds like you're going for Tom Waits there a little bit, Kevin, just a teensy bit. Like, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's
a band name.
Anyway,
we'll crash this thing into a mountain. That's what I did.
Yes.
Thanks for
no
listening.
No survivors.
Like, comment, subscribe. We love you.
No survivors.
Fucking hate you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.